We continue our learning Leila Nishmas David Ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Leo. We're in Nedarim Paraches Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it's going to deal with at least the beginning of the Mishnah. Someone who takes a neder ad hagishamim, which means he takes a neder that this item is going to be prohibited to him until it starts to rain, or the first rains begin in the winter, which we call gishme yoreh, like yoreh and malkosh yoreh are the earlier rains. We learn in Maseches Tanis already learned that the gishamim of the yoreh, which fall in Eretz Israel, are divided into three different times. Each one is called a Revia Rishona, Revia Shnia, etc. And we look at them as Revia Bechira, which is the earlier one, Revia Beinonis, the middle one, and Revia Afela, the one that's Meucheres. And the Braisa says, Eze Uzmana Shel Revia, there the Gemara in Tamaseches Tainis, Ha Bechira, the first one, that's the third, Bishlosha is on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Ha Beinonis is Beshiva on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. And Ha Afela, the later one, is Be'esim Bishlosha, which is Divri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion, 3, 7, and 23 of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shiva, b'shiva asar, b'eshrim u'shlosha. The first rains are the 7th, the 17th, of the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi Omer b'shiva asar, b'eshrim u'shlosha, v'chodesh kislev, and Rosh Chodesh kislev. So we have a three-way machlokes, when we speak about the gishme yoreh, how they're divided in Eretz Yisrael, divide into these three times. Says the Mishnah like this: Ad hagashamim. Person says, Konam davar zeh shani toem ad hagashamim. This item should be prohibited to me like a carbon until the gashamim. Or he says, Ad sheyehu gashamim. Konam davar zeh shani toem until yehu gashamim. The rains will be. So the Mishnah says, Ad sheyered revia shnia. So that item is going to be rusher until the revia shnia, until that revia beinunis, because the ikur gish may yoreh come at that time. We already explained that we divided everything into three. So the ona revia of this ona of revia shnia, this time of the middle one, it depends. Either it's on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan, the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, or the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, depending on whether you hold like the first opinion, Rabbi Meir, who will hold the revia beinonis is on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's on the 17th. Rabbi Yossi holds it's on the 23rd. And the Rambam rules in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, Be'eshim Ushlosha B'mar Cheshvan, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the last opinion is Revia Shnia. Rabbi Nishim, so that's why you say Ada Geshamim is still Revia Shnia, which is the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Nishim and Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyagia Zmana Shel Revia, he says, up until the time of the Revia Shnia, even if it hasn't rained, meaning Rabbi Nishim and Gamliel is coming to teach us that Ada Geshamim, or even Ad Sheyu Geshamim, it doesn't mean until it starts raining, until that second rain falls, but rather since the Yerida is not necessarily Kavua, when it's going to rain, so we go up until the Zman HaGeshamim. So the Tanakama holds Ad Sheteire Revia Shnia. Indeed, it has to have rained, that second rain, and that's going to be, typically is going to be the date. So Rav Shem Gamliel, no, we go up until the date, even if it has not rained. Let's say a person says, the Mishnah continues, Ad sheyifsiku hagashamim, he takes a neder that this konam davar zeh shani toim until the rains stop. Then Ad sheyetze nisan kulo. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the item becomes usher to him until the end of Chodesh Nisan, who holds that Nisan is still the Zman of Geshamim. So until the end of the entire month of Nisan is when we call that Yifsiku Geshamim, the Geshamim have ceased. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad sheyavor ha-Pesach. He says, no, not till the end of Nisan, but Ad sheyifsiku Geshamim, till the rains stop, that's only until Pesach is over. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it rains up until after Pesach generally, and therefore that would be the definition of sheyifsiku geshamim. The Mishnah then says, Konam yayin she'eni toim hashana. Let's say at the beginning of the year, he takes a neder, he's not going to taste wine throughout that entire year, hashana. So this abra hashana, let's say now became a shana mu'uberes. The Beis Din decided, in the days of Re'iyah, they could add an extra adar in this, any time in the middle of adar. In fact, the Mishnais in Megillah speak about adding an extra adar after after you already celebrated Purim, till the end of Adar. As long as it hasn't entered Nisan, even the end of Adar, already you've read the day, laid the Dalet Parshios, and you'd celebrated Purim, they can end another Adar, then you'd have to read the Megillah again. So here we have a case, a person took a ned at the beginning of the year, and now when he said, oh, the whole Hashanah, this particular year, I'm not going to eat this item, or in this case, I'm not going to drink wine. So in this Abra Hashanah, they added an Adar, Asur Ba Uvi Ibura, then he can't drink this wine the entire year. It's not 12 months. It's 13 months. It includes, because he said Hashanah, yeah, so therefore it includes the extra month as well, the entire leap year. Ad Rosh Adar, let's say someone said Kodam Yayim Sha'ani Toim until Rosh Adar, to the beginning of Adar, and now became a Shanam Uberes, there's an extra Adar added. So then Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. It's usur for him to drink wine until the beginning of Adar, Rishon, Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, because that's considered Rosh Adar. What if he said Ad Sof Adar, Konem Yayin Shani Toim Ad Sof Adar, and now it became a leap year, then Ad Sof Adar HaRishon, then it's also usur until Adar HaRishon. Apparently the Gemara says that, the Gemara assumes that we are, Gemara explains, the Mishnah assumes that when we say Adar, generally say Adar Stam, we're referring to Adar HaRishon. The Gemara says, however, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person who took the neder did not know that the year was going to be a Shana Me'uberes. And therefore, everybody and everyone agrees to this. Halacha, but that was in the olden days. You didn't know there was going to be Shana Me'uberes. But what about today? I know there's going to be a Shana Me'uberes. I know in advance, and so if a person now says up until Adar, up until Rosh Adar, until Sof Adar, what does it mean now? Ah, so therefore, if he knows that it's going to be a Shana Me'uberes, Rabbi Meir's opinion is that Adar Stam in a Shana Me'uberes is Adar Sheni, which is what we normally hold. And therefore, that's the way the Mishnah should be understood. In fact, some have the Girsa, Ad Sof Adar Sheni, because why would Sof Adar be Sof Adar Sheni even in the times of Re'iyah when they were decided? We didn't have a Luach, we didn't have a calendar, because both of the Adarim are considered one Chodesh, and therefore you say Sof Adar, we assume it's Sof Adar Sheni. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konam Yain She'eni Toeim Ad Sheyehe HaPesach. Person took a neder not to taste wine until Sheyehe HaPesach. Pesach is. Eino Osir Ela Ad Leil HaPesach. He's only ushered to have wine until Leil Pesach, until the night of the Seder. Why? This person's neder obviously only took effect until the point where people typically drink wine in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that Leil Pesach obviously is able to drink wine because he obviously had in mind that the ned is not going to be chal at a time where he has an obligation to fulfill this mitzvah. Now some say that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Mishnah based in our perek. What we learn there, we said ad sheyehe us or ad sheyetze. When you say ad sheyehe something, so let's say you said ad sheyehe Pesach, that wouldn't mean until Pesach is over. And so, then the Mishnah, if you remember, there was the continuation of Mishnah Aleph, which dealt with the case of Konam Yayin Shani Toen. So if that would be the case, then that would mean that the Tanakama, or not Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion that argues Rabbi Yehuda, earlier in this parak would hold, no, Ache HaPesach, it was speaking about wine, and guess what? This person, too bad, no Dalet Kosos for you. You said that wine, or you know, I don't know, drink something else, but you know, can't have wine because you took an eder. Now, Achei Pesach refers to the entire balance of the Pesach. So you'll say, what about Dalet Kosos? What happened to the logic, Rabbi Yehuda? This person obviously had in mind that it's up until the point, the neder only is only chal, that I'm not going to drink wine until the point where there's an obligation, of course, for everyone to drink wine, which is Dalet Kosos. Obviously, the original opinion does not agree with that. And therefore, the neder would be chal till Sheyehe, till Yetzei Pesach. And some say, no, there's no machlokus between that Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah. Why? Because that Mishnah is dealing with other items except wine. And although it may have mentioned Konam Yayin, that Konam Yayin was not going on this particular halacha of Ad Sheyehe Pesach. And therefore, our Mishnah, dealing with other things other than wine, Achehe Pasach would be true. But and Rabbi Yehuda would agree, regarding other things, a person who said Achehe Pasach would be also Achehe Pasach. But by Yayin, what do? We see the Omedas, we assess what the Noder had in mind, that even if he said Achehe Pasach, obviously he meant Ad Leil Pesach regarding wine, because although Achehe Pesach, everyone would agree with till Achehe Pesach, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that as well. It's only because it's wine that Rabbi Yehuda holds what he holds. He's not disagreeing with the concept of Shehehe being Achehe. Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Mishnah is a continuation of Rabbi Yehuda for the previous mission. As the Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue on the whole klal that the Chachamim said that anything that has a zman kavua, and you say ad sheyehe, what we say earlier, it means ad sheyetze. So Pesach, let's say, is 7 days. You say ad sheyehe Pesach, that typically means ad sheyetze Pesach till it's over. Rabbi Yehuda holds, because that's his man kavua, that no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there are times that even when something's is mano kavua, and you said ad sheyehe, it's only asur ad sheyagia. So therefore, we follow the lashon of the noder. We follow his omedas. We assess what he had in mind. And we already learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds that hakol in the seventh parak zayin mishnah gimel hakol lefi hanoder. And some explain that regarding that halacha, so going back to the seventh parak, remember what we spoke about there? We said, tan vihizia, person is lifting something, the wool or the flax, and he's sweating, vayorecho kosh, and it smelled, and he smelled, konam semru pishtim olim alai, I'm not going to put any semen pishtim upon me, not wool, not flax, mutter lehiskasos, we said he can wear a suit, va'asul lahafshil achorav. So, but what can he do? He can't schlep it behind him. So that's why, because obviously he didn't have in mind, like Rabbi Yehuda says, we look at Hakol Lufiano there. He meant, I don't want to schlep wool and linen. He didn't mean, I don't wear a suit. I don't want to wear a wool suit. So even the Chachamim agree, some say to Rabbi Yehuda, that we follow the das of the Noder. But in the Mishnah that we're discussing now, the Chachamim will disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that when the Noder says the word Sheyehe, it comes to add a certain amount of time to his neder, as we will see, to the prohibition of the neder, as we will see. Amar, so Perakas Mishnavav, Amar Konam Basar She'eni Toem Ad Sheyehe Hatzom. Here someone said, Konam, I asur meat upon me, I'm not going to taste meat until Ad Sheyehe Hatzom. Hatzom is Yom Kippur. So up until when? Sheyehe, until it's over. What does that mean? Eino asur ela ad lele hatzom. That means he's only prohibiting meat until the Suda HaMafsek, that's you eat an Erev Yom Kippur, Shalonis Kavein Zeh, Ela Ad Shosh Derech B'nei Adam Lechol Basar. Because this Noder obviously had in mind that he's not prohibiting meat through Yom Kippur. What do you mean? And that means he won't be able to have meat for Suda HaMafsekes. Obviously, that's not what he had in mind. Everyone has meat during Suda HaMafsekes. That is the general minog, to have a large suda. And therefore, this is the opinion we assume, according to the Gemara, of Rabbi Yehuda, Div Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda said that regarding the Dalet Kosos, he says that regarding meat, up at Ad Sheyehe Atzom, it doesn't include Yom Kippur, it means up until the Suda Mafsekes. Rabbi Yossi Bino Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's son, says, even if someone who says konam shum she'eni toim ad shetehe Shabbos, person says, takes a neder upon himself, I'm not going to eat garlic, taste up until shetehe Shabbos, till Shabbos will be, like sheyehe or shetehe, in this case it's lasho nekeva, eno asur ela ad lele Shabbos. This person is only asur to have garlik up until Friday night. Shalom iskavein ze ad shosh derech b'nei adam lechol shum. Because he obviously had him on not till and including Shabbos throughout Shabbos, because that's Takanas Ezra to have garlic on Leil Shabbos, As we explained earlier, it's Marbe the Zera for the mitzvah of Onah on Friday night, and we learned this in the third parak Mishnah Yud. So Rabbi Yossi comes to teach us, based on Rabbi Yehuda, his father's opinion, that even regarding eating shum, which is a minog, a takana, not like dalet kosas, not like sudamafsekas, which we're a lot more familiar with, he feels we have the right to be makel on the noder and explain that ad shetehe Shabbos means ad shetagia Shabbos. Some say that it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda would not hold like his son, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds, and this is Ramban's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says we follow the Omedas, we evaluate the person, what he had in mind. That may be true regarding mitzvos, min ha-Torah, or the basis, where Sudas Erev Yom Kippur is based on the fact that we have a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. A mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, to fast on Yom Kippur. The Torah uses the language that I want you to fast on the ninth, and we learn from there, based on a mitzvah that it was supposed to eat. There's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth, which is on the ninth of Tishrei, which is equivalent to fasting on the tenth of Tishrei. Abakosis is important, but Takana Sezra, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not agree with his son, Rabbi Yossi.